again with the Joyful Life Project. I just came in from my backyard, my patio, one of my favorite places on the planet. Every morning I bring my coffee out there and my breakfast, my Course in Miracles lesson, and I sit out there and spend a few minutes listening to the wind and the birds, the flowers, the smells. Oh, it's a wonderful way to start the day. I wonder if you have. Do you have any particular way that's a way to start the day slowly so that it sets your whole intention correctly or properly? Kind of like a somebody suggested this once. It was kind of like on a boat. You know, you can set a compass or what is that they call the man in charge of the direction. Anyway, so you set that and you can set it and go north. Or if you tweak it just a little bit, at first it doesn't seem like you're going in a different direction, but by the end of the day, you're really off course. Anyway, so the way to start your day is to have a lovely beginning, set an intention, have it something like, today I'm open to miracles, or today I am not going to be angry at myself or put myself down one time. Or today I'm going to see that everyone is unique and everyone has a blessing that they can offer me and I'm open to seeing what that is. Anyway, you know, little things like that. So I like to start my day with a little intention, usually, well, after my prayer. My prayers are, they last, I don't know, anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes, but they always end with the same statement, and that is, please use me as an instrument of thy peace and healing. And I don't know, that always feels so good. It just feels so good knowing that my whole purpose of the day is to be used as an instrument. So everything I do, even if I feel like I'm off course, everything I do I know is being used for a higher purpose. Anyway, back to my morning patio. So there I am every morning. Unless it's raining. And if it's raining, believe it or not, I open my door, my screen door to my body. I still have my coffee and I still do my Course in Miracles there next to the door. I'm just not out there in the rain, of course. But anyway, it's just nice. It's my core. And even for people who have to rush out the door, maybe, you know, go to a job that's away from their home or take their children to school or have somewhere else to go first thing in the morning, even another 10 minutes of waking up earlier, the whole day is better. The whole day is changed because you set your intention. You set your, what's the word for on the ship where you set the direction where you want the, it's not a compass. Anyway, you know what I mean. If you set the direction of where the ship's going, it's going there. But if you didn't set the compass, that little device, for which direction it's going in, it could go anywhere. And a lot of times that's what people do. They get up and they rush out the door without any movement, any notice of who they are, why they're there, what they want their day to be like. And they rush out and then they're like flopping all over the day, going here and there and, you know, holding back or not moving forward with the dreams and the joy that could have been. I mean, the day is not the highest potential at this point. The day is, unless you really work at it, it's just harder to pull it back. Versus if you had started out with a day of step by step, you start out with intention number one, and then number two, as you unfold your day, you gradually keep referring back to what your intention was. You know, I'm a Course in Miracles student. I think I mentioned that before. And one of the things that they have you do is every hour or sometimes even every half hour, they help you remember what the intention was that morning or what the lesson was that morning. For instance, I am as God created me is a wonderful instance. Or I cannot see two worlds at once. So when you have those kind of thoughts and you refer to them every hour, let's say you're in the middle of an argument with somebody at work and you think, oh, I can't stand that person, or they're there doing it again, or you're starting to go right back into that angry part of you. But because you set your intention that morning with maybe you did A Course in Miracles lesson, or you did some other kind of intention, you can pull yourself up. Maybe not completely get out of the mess, but you can definitely make yourself have a better feeling, and you can lift yourself to a higher purpose, a higher state of being. Maybe take a big breath. I like to do that in the moment of being angry. Take a deep breath. Just stop. Stop for a moment and think, now what am I doing? Am I getting off balance? Am I going down that road or down that hole of bitterness, angry, resentment? Or am I standing here in my power and I'm going to make a choice? I'm going to make a choice to stick by what my intention was this morning. Every time you do that, it's like a muscle inside of you that it gets stronger and stronger, because most of the time people are so used to living their lives of this flopping all over the place with no direction that they don't even know what it feels like to be empowered. So empowerment isn't something you just snap your fingers and one day you're there. It's a gradual building, just like going to the gym. You know that you can't have these great muscles by working out one day or even 1 week. You have to keep at it. And then over time, if you're lifting weights, you start noticing, ooh, this is feeling really good in my shoulders or my arms or my legs. You know, so it's a gradual thing. And that's what we do when we do this one situation at a time, one remembering at a time, one instance at a time. Every time is important. If you miss one, okay. If you miss two or even a whole day, it's all right. Just get back on it. But the idea is get back on that course. Because if you stay off the course, then that is failure. That just is. Because it's not failure like you're a bad person, but it's a failure in that you're not on your path. Now, okay, that's another thing. We're always on our path from another point of view because our life is our path. But we can choose how we want our life to be. We can choose how our response is. We can't always create the circumstances in our life, but we can certainly manage our response to them. So that's how we determine how we experience life. We keep referring back to our morning or our life way of living, our intention. And my personal intention for my life is peace. There's nothing more important to me than peace. So if something is disturbing my peace, if it's a thought, if it's a feeling I have against for someone, whatever it is, I will work on reframing that so that I get back to the point of feeling peace. It may take a week sometime, or you know, there's one particular person, it took a few years for me to really feel peaceful with him. But you can do it. But the idea is stay focused on it. And as you're doing it, you are successful. You are empowered. And you are becoming more empowered. You're never done. You're never going to be perfect. But you certainly can be happy. And as I've said before, life is a choice. And you can choose to be happy. So this is Juliana Erickson. I'm going to sign off for today, and I'm going to wish you a blessed, fabulous, life-affirming day. Remember, joy is a choice, and you can learn how to choose. So join me at breathworks.net on my website, and I look forward to hearing your comments about this podcast or anything else you want to talk about, so you can leave it on my website. All right, thank you so much for joining me. Bye-bye.